definitions of Maria from so Cooper's definitions of Halo Shana as your sure follow. Okay. Impact of Zion. Page 18 going to page 19. Is a tshuva from the Sefer Ksones Yosef. Old Sefer. Salonika. So this is the Shaila. Shaila. Sfugi Misafkale Amisha Nog. The Mikre. Shalo. The Stape Bipesach Adatzeres. So, person can take haircuts from Pesach to Shavuos, and it's already v'avar k'sholosh shana. It's already 3 years that he hasn't been taking haircuts from Pesach to Shavuos. Okay. V'achshav rotzel listaper b'lag b'omer. B'lag b'omer. And now he wants to, after 3 years, he wants to at least take a haircut on Lag B'Omer. Mitam shelo kiblu alav b'neder. He's claiming that he wasn't mekabel a neder. Hagam shekvar nog be'mik. Mikol Mokum Lo Nog came Bidas Lino came Bechol Shana Vashana. In other words, he was doing it 3 years, but that wasn't, it happened to be it, and that's the way it came out. That 3 years he's been doing this, but the Maisa, he hasn't been doing it, you know, he never said he was going to do it, and he wasn't necessarily Mechavi to do it Lo Lavled. But the reality was that he's been doing it for 3 years. Elakara b'mikra shelo rotzel listaper shayakal beina bosses man. So you know it wasn't so hard for him to do. So this is what he did. I mean, some people have that minhag, right? They don't take haircuts the whole sphere. Right? That's Garizal. That's Chabad. But the Chabad, they do on Lag B'Omer, no? Where's Avram Kenner? When I was growing up, that was very common, that people just didn't do the whole Sefirah. They didn't take care of us. That was the more common practice. Today, first day, second day, we didn't hear for that back then. When I was growing up, that wasn't the assumption. People did now, but I think, but in Lag B'Omer we did. So I'm having love to everyone. What's your email?
No, I'm just gonna give Dr. Presby a packet. He asked for a packet.
Okay, no problem. But I don't know if these people, you know. I thought even back then, I think the minhag was that on Lag B'Omer they would take haircuts. But here, it's mashma that this fella wasn't even taking a haircut on Lag B'Omer. He was just doing the whole time from Pesach to Shavuos. We have a shayla just for you. Just walk in. The minhag chabad from the Arizal during Sfira, the whole Sfira.
Yeah.
But Lag B'Omer.
On Lag B'Omer itself.
Yeah.
No.
they would take a haircut.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're doing a tshuva here from the Sonas Yosef that this individual had a, for 3 years in a row, he didn't take haircuts for the whole sefirah. And now he wants to take at least a Lag B'Omer. So I said, when I was growing up, everyone used to follow this thing about the whole sefirah. Like today, people say, oh, I only keep the first half, I only keep the second half. It wasn't like that back then. People kept the whole, I think it had to do with the influence of Chabad. That's what I think it had to do with. That Chabad was, you know, before everyone was into their different minhagim, I think Chabad influence of their Rizal was very prominent in that time. But here he's saying that he was keeping 3 years not doing anything. And now, in the fourth year, he decided he wants to at least, what? To get a bomber, does he need Hataras Nedar? I mean, I don't know. That was what happened. In other words, is it that they're dafke asking the shayla because of Chazak and unnecessarily? Just this is the reality of the story. What is this? This is not the first time. Yeah, I've heard this before. Yeah, so the Shon HaBa Yirtzu L'Stapir B'Sham. So the question is, Atah Shol HaShol and Star HaTorah L'Stapir B'Lag B'Omer. Came in the Sof HaIkah B'Sham Minah Tzas V'Tzar HaTorah Olo. Came in the Sof HaIkah B'Sham Minah Tzas V'Tzar HaTorah Olo. Came in the Sof HaIkah B'Sham Minah Tzas V'Tzar HaTorah Olo. That was the Shaila. Does he need Hataras Nedarim for? So, what would you say? Yeah. Right, even the Mechubalim are not Makbir and Lag B'Omer. So. And then by Taos we said there were two opinions, right? Yeah, so and now you wanted to say maybe it's because of that it's Stavka 3 years, so maybe it has like a status like Chazaka. Right. So we'll have to see. So he says like this, that tshuva. So he says. He says that in Shulchan Aruch it says that says, Behedim B'divrei Maran. He says, if you look further down, the first word in learning is B'divrei Maran. I wrote to him, Mitzas Dvarim Hamutarim Siag Prishas Yomer B'tchilas An Hagoso She'enu Mekaba Lav Kein Meneder. Again, Yomer She'en B'daitel Lano Kein Olam Elapam Hahu Opamayim She'yirtz Pa'amim She'yirtz Lola Olam. It's much for the Shulchan Aruch that you have two things. You have to have in mind that you want to do this forever. And you did it one time. Because if you have in mind you're doing something forever and you already did it one time, then the Shulchan Aruch says now it's binding. But if you never had in mind you want to do it forever, then perhaps it's not even binding. You don't even need Hataras Nedar.
That's what he says. I read the Chabahedya. The narrative is so even little gay, the old of a few Hatara in a Tsar cloud. He says, Hecha, Misha dog, Shalola Chabasha, Lesanos, Tankas and Mordechai.
He says he doesn't think you need Hataras Nedar because he never had this idea of doing it la'olam. It was convenient this year, it was convenient the second year, it was convenient the third year, and then the fourth year it's not so convenient. So he said, okay, I want to get a haircut on Lag BaOmer. So does Yosef says, so go get a haircut on Lag BaOmer. And you don't need Hataras Nedar because you never had in mind that's because you never have in mind you wanted to do it Lola. At the end of the truth, he writes, if you want, it's not such a big deal, so do Hataras Nedar.
He says,
Mikol Makom, Yos Tov, Al Tikra.
Yos Tov, Al Tikra means like it. It's not such a big deal, and it's easy to rectify. So just might as well just do the Hataras Nedar. But Meikar had halacha. He thinks it's not even binding.
And it's mashma that
he had in mind. Yeah, if he had in mind to do la'olam. Right, so maybe when we said there is a day in the Shulchan Aruch that says Matos. Because what you're saying is basically the whole concept of the whole sphere is more Kabbalistic.
Right.
And the whole concept of Lag BaOmer is Kabbalistic. So Hey Mom Ruma Hey Mom, the Kubbalim that said you do the whole sphere are the ones that say that Lag BaOmer is okay.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Is it true that there's no downside to doing Hataras Nedarim at all?
Downside, but, I feel like if you don't really need to do it, then what are you doing? That type of thing. You don't really need to do it, so don't do it. So that's the truth of the Sonus, yes. So I had something here I wanted to show you. It's from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. About
Say again.
Page 3, Rabbi.
On page 3? Above.
By Kol Nidre.
Page 3. Katan knows the packets better than I do.
Not really.
I think so. I think Katan knows better than I do. It says,
right? Which said, if you always daven vasikin, then that's like a neder. So then you should that's where you saw the bir halacha, right? So then he quotes, what if like you only daven vasikin like on Rosh Chodesh? So what's that? Is that like, could you call that a neder? So he says to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and I didn't bracket it, but it has it off in the bottom. The footnote has it off. Page 3. I go to Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was made in a chopan in the Inish Mutal and Hamshit. So he says here from Shlomo Zalman Orbach about a person who's and then I don't see that line, remember in Katan? Shlomo Zalman Orbach speaks about somebody who davens like a sikin, but only certain days. Only davens. Oh, the next line, yeah, test. Kami Rogel is Paul Vasikin Rab Basmani Mesuyom. See on page 3, Yos test. Even somebody who davens Vasikin only in certain days, on Erev Rosh Chodesh. You know, or Rosh Chodesh is Yom Kippur Kata. So that's a more serious day. So it says, and then those Yud Zayin on page 4, Shagam Shirogel is Pawk of Asik and Rabbi Yom Nechser is Kabbaloso Ke'ein Nech. So it's interesting that even if you're only, you weren't a Kabbalosik, Kabbalosik on certain days of the month. So is that called, in other words, is that the concept of, do we say there's no such thing, even in Makal Masik and Yad Makal Masik? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, you can be Makal Masik on certain days, every Rosh Chodesh, every Erev Rosh Chodesh, one of Masik. So then he says you need Hantar Sundar. You have a kfiyas in ilt intervals. You know what this reminds me of? There's a famous psach from Shlomo Zalman. You know, everybody thought it was a chiddush to say such a psach, but his psach was that, and that, it's not poshut at all, but this is what he held. He held if you go to Eretz Yisrael, so you live in America. But you're wealthy enough, like everybody says, he's wealthy enough to go to all Shalosh Regalim, to Eretz Yisrael. He goes all Shalosh Regalim, he goes to Eretz Yisrael. So does he keep one day Yantav or 2 days Yantav? So I think it should be poshut that it's 2 days, because you don't live in Eretz Yisrael. Live here. For Shlomo Zalman, hell no. Since you always live in Eretz Yisrael for the Shalosh Regalim, so you have like a chazaka
like in Muksa for the Shalosh Regalim to be in Israel, so Meila Lagavi the Shalosh Regalim, you're like a Tosha of Eretz Israel. So it sort of reminded me of what he's saying over here, that he's davening Masikin, not every day, he's davening Masikin periodically, certain. So that's enough of that's like a that reminded me of Shlomo Zalman's, you know, this is Rav Shlomo Zalman with the other.
Let's say just every Pesach. Is that enough? In other words,
right. So his thing was no, Rav Shlomo Zalman all three.
So now it's not clear.
Yeah, that's a chiddush in its own right, even in all three. Well, it is. The din of Yont of Sheni is set on him because he's a Ben Chutzlarts. He 3 days he makes sure that he's over there as well for the Shalosh Regalim. Yep. Okay. So that's where Shlomo Zalman said.
There's another at the end of
it. Yeah, there's another of Shlomo Zalman. The last 2 pages.
21.
Yeah, page 21 and 22. So Chavalim is the thing we did yesterday, that if you always light in footnote Chavalim for page 21, Magen Avraham, that person lights several candles for Shabbos, and he doesn't have enough money, so he could just do one candle. And then he could use the rest for Kiddush, right? Or for Hanukkah. So that's Now, what's the idea that you have to want it to do it forever? Because you're saying it's like a neder. When you think a neder, unless you explicitly say that it's only for this day, then it's forever. So if you have in mind, so the chiddush is that we say like it's a neder which you had in mind. But another important point of this is I think I've heard this from Rabbi Bobby also, that the person did a Mesiris Modar, like an Erev Rosh Hashanah, or every Yom Kippur, whenever you make the Hatar Zadarim, so people make a Mesiris Modar. Haneri, Harani, Bavatel, Fikan, Olaba, Kol, Modar, Mesiris, Haram, Shekabel, Al Asmi. So we assume that if you take a Neder, afterwards, you're going to still the neder is going to be binding because you knew you made the Mesiris Modar, you still made the neder. But it could be, Rabbi says, I think I saw it here in a footnote, that if it's only something delayed, then the Mesiris Modar could undo whatever you were capable of belave. Like, Babbling Masikin and things like that. It's in this sefer called Nidre, in a footnote. Just see if. Rabbi Katan, do you see the footnote? Okay, I don't see the footnote right. What?
No, just looking.
Yeah, if I see right now, I'll tell you what it is. If not, I'll see you next time. Okay, but there's somewhere here in the packet discusses the idea of the serious Modar. that if a person in Erev Rosh Hashanah says anything that I'm going to yeah, here it is, page 3. This is an important thing on page 3 on the left column. On the Lazaz Harbin Poskim, over shall evil the fifth Lashon Neder. If you didn't say it with your mouth, Nog Stam, Yahoo, listen to him, Messias, was out there in Rosh Hashanah. She knows the Neder, they shall work Stam, she can't even stop. So that's an important thing. That if you had a hanhaga tov, or even you were thinking maybe to give something to tzedakah, but you never said it out. So according to the sheet is that even the lave is good. But if you said a mesiris modah that you articulated every shunda, then any neder I make shouldn't be chal. So even though it's not going to undo articulation, but it could undo hanhaga tov that you wouldn't need. So that's an important kula. That's how it comes from official keeper of the fifth Losh Neder. The head here. And Nog Stam, Yoho Lismuch on Masiris Modar. So the Katrina is always better to do Hatar Sadar. But if you're stuck, you could rely on it.
For
things that you didn't explicitly say. Even if you did it many times. Yes. No, in other words, no, you don't have to verbalize it, but if you did the Mesiris Modah, that thing where we say, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erein Mosir Modah, Mikanul Habash, you know, so then maybe the things that you didn't verbalize will be nullified because of that Mesiris Modah.
Not the good things.
Yeah, okay, so that's a possibility. Still, he says it's better to do it. Okay, Rabbosa, we're going to take a 2-minute break now. And we're going to have, we welcome back our good friend. We're going to take a minute break, and then we're going to start. Ruchim Aboim.
I'm good at breaks.
Okay, 2-minute break, we'll start.